There's a sigh of relief on Broadway. Shows are reopening, bars and restaurants in Times Square are filling up, and tonight, more than 15 months after they were originally scheduled, the 74th annual Tony Awards are being presented. Tony winners Leslie Odom Jr. and Audra McDonald host, with appearances from Lin-Manuel Miranda, Chita Rivera, and Kristen Chenoweth, among others. But these pandemic Tonys are by no means business as usual, as Jeff London reports.
Veteran Broadway producer Manny Eisenberg has 9 Tony Awards on his shelf, including one for Lifetime Achievement. He supports holding the awards this year, but
it's a strange time because of COVID. It is incorrect to put the old values on these Tonys or in this season or even in the next season.
When Broadway shut down in March of 2020, 20 shows had opened with 16 more to come. But after it became clear Broadway would remain dark, the Tony nominating committee decided to go ahead with what they had. That means some of the winners tonight will last have been seen 2 years ago, says Manny Eisenberg.
It's not so contemporary, and it's somewhat after the fact. On the other hand, the kids that are nominated, and there are a lot of kids nominated, it's the highlight of their time.
It's a weird year. The biggest award at the Tonys is always for Best Musical, but this year, none of the 3 nominated shows has an original score. There's Jagged Little Pill, which uses Alanis Morissette's songs. And Tina, a biographical musical about Tina Turner. And Moulin Rouge, based on the Baz Luhrmann film, with more than 70 songs.
We've all known the songs from those 3 musicals for the last 20 years.
New York Magazine's theater critic Helen Shaw was looking forward to shows with new music.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird.
Normally, Best Score goes to musicals like Hamilton or Hadestown. This year, the nominees all wrote or adapted background music for plays like A Christmas Carol. But perhaps the strangest category this year is Best Actor in a Musical.
I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words.
I didn't know if the whole category was going to be canceled, right?
Aaron Tveit, star of Moulin Rouge, is the only nominee.
You know, there's never been a situation where there's only one nominee in an acting category before, I'm pretty sure. And you just kind of laugh and shake your head at the thing. But I just really have only taken it as a recognition of my work and our show's work.
Moulin Rouge restarted performances on Friday, and tonight, Tveit and the cast will be performing on the Tonys. Critic and Tony voter Helen Shaw says the recognition that comes from nominations and winning has real-world impact.
These are not laurels that are being handed down from Olympus here. This is an industry award given by members of the industry to other members of the industry. And the point of awards is obviously to celebrate, but it has a material impact on like their contractual asks in the future.
And more important, it's an advertisement for Broadway. Emmy Award winner Ricky Kirshner is producing the split ceremony, 2 hours on Paramount Plus, where most of the awards will be handed out, and a 2-hour concert on CBS, where Best Musical Play and Revival will be announced.
So we've got a little bit of everything and the 3 nominated musicals, which will do full on production numbers so you can see what their shows look like for real.
He also thinks the show will be even more emotional than usual.
I think there'll be moments over the 4 hours on Sunday where someone will walk out who hasn't been in front of an audience in 18 months and just be like overwhelmed emotionally, because you realize these people, that's their life, live entertainment, and they've been without it.
And so have we. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.